We all know that Democrat politicians have to dumb down their message on a regular basis because, well, Democrat voters are dumb. But Gavin Newsom fumbled the tactic when he was promoting his new book. Came out today, Young Man in a Hurry, a memoir of discovery. Just an excuse for him to go and do a media tour and talk about himself and how amazing he is and why he should be the next president. When he was speaking with a group of black people down in Georgia, and instead of just dumbing down his message, he said he was dumb and he couldn't read just like them.
I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to impress upon you. I'm like you. I'm no better than you. You know, I'm a 960 SAT guy. And I'm not trying to offend anyone, you know, trying to act all there if you got 940.
He's trying not to offend the DEI and affirmative action students and graduates and government workers because he knows that with an SAT score far lower than that, those people are accepted and recruited into the Ivy League schools and the government bureaucracy in order to darken them up.
But literally a 960 SAT guy, I cannot, you've never seen me read a speech because I cannot read a speech. Maybe the wrong business to be in.
His idiocy inspired the best memes that I'm sure we'll see this week. Like this one, I have a 400 credit score like you. Someone posted this as Gavin Newsom's new campaign merch. I can't read. Gavin has George Floyd, a riff off of the I can't breathe meme. And yes, I know. Maybe I should actually make a shirt like this. Just a few more, and I'm sure that the liberal media is calling these racists, but we don't care. We're making racist jokes great again this year, like I said. And the pending Netflix biopic, always re-swapping the characters. My struggle, an exclusive Gavin Newsom biopic. And this may be a nickname that sticks, Uncle Newsom. It's the Uncle Newsom pancake mix. We all know that the Uncle Ben's brand got sacrificed on the altar of wokeness. And even though AI slop is flooding the internet, I'm going to have to do a whole video on that because I've seen multiple very popular funny pet accounts posting either knowingly or unknowingly AI slop. Probably most of them from India that just don't even care and are taking advantage of the garbage monetization model that Elon has put on Twitter, on X. But the meme makers still using the technology to bring some levity to the situation like this one.
You know, I'm basically one of you. I mean, I got a terrible credit score. Sometimes when I go to Red Lobster, I get up and leave without paying. You hear that fire alarm beep? Me neither. I like to talk loud in movie theaters. Love me some fried chicken. You know what I'm saying, brother? I got many baby daddies. I mean, baby mamas. I got many baby mamas. I just fought at a Waffle House last week, bruh. We hanging out at the barbershop every day, son. No cap. I keeps it real up in this biatch.
But thankfully, there are an increasing number of black people keeping it real, like this guy.
You ever eat with a group of white people? Food be free. They be fighting over the bill, too. Tom, give me the bill, Tom. You paid the last three times, Tom. Tom, give me the bill. Go eat with a group of blacks. Stressful than a mother. First of all, when you see the waiter walk up with just one check, you automatically like, yeah, damn.
And people like Andre Williams, one of my favorite black YouTubers who's fighting the algorithm, who you'll never hear mentioned or featured on any of the mainstream conservative podcasts, let alone any of their big conventions, because, well, he speaks a little bit too much truth like this.
You white people need to hear this.
Your friend says the N-word and thinks it's funny? I now associate you with that. People need to be held accountable for who they keep in their circle. This year, I'm no longer co-signing people's bull. And I know, it's not that serious. These hateful ideas are that serious, and they hurt people.
The little word hurts people's feelings.
In vulnerable communities. And if you look like me, you may have a hard time seeing those communities. But thankfully, I'm involved in those communities a lot in my life, and I get to see how these hateful ideas impact people.
This is the most limp shit I've heard all day. You can smell the soy and low tea through the screen. His circle is filled with a bunch of white suburbanites. Meanwhile, the racist has the most diverse friend group of them all. Weak-ass white people like this are destroying America. Listen, white niggas. If you refuse to say the N-word or make edgy critiques about women, it just shows that I can't trust you because you're not willing to take risk or be in control. You saying nigga does not harm black people. Niggas say nigga all day and shoot each other on that fact alone. Niggas kill each other every day over shoes and sandwiches. And you think saying the N-word is harming them? Get the f*** out of here. Pull your f***ing panties up, white boy. Do better, white niggas.
Well, thank you, Andre. I'm doing my part. I said it twice last weekend myself. Hard R, too. Someone else who is tired of the hard R people is Carmen JC, who just had this video censored by Twitter. I guess, well, if you want to say it's suppressed instead of censored, technically the video is still up. But they didn't just remove it from people's For You feed, which actually I could understand. If the snowflakes need their little safe space and they don't want to be seeing sensitive content from accounts that they don't follow, which is what the For You feed is, I could kind of understand that. But they limited its reach by not allowing people to retweet it anymore or even to comment on it. It's in response to this like district attorney or this lawyer who's doing a rap sing-along with a bunch of dirtbags outside of the courthouse.
It's okay, you don't have to say it. I'll say it for you. That is a okay? A group of actually. And at this point, when white people call you guys, I think that it is okay. I think that is fine because you act like.
Well, thank you, Carmen. I've been using my N-word pass offline a lot more recently when I see fit because that's how normal people talk when they're amongst their friends, when the best term to describe a certain group of people and their behavior is that word.
So there's an influx of people who are quitting their jobs because they realize that they no longer want to work. And I love that for us. I'm a part of that. I quit my job because I don't want to work anymore. But then there were people who were like, yeah, quit your job and then start your own business. And I'm like, baby, you're not getting it. I don't want to work. I don't want to work, period. I don't want to work for you. I don't want to work for me. I don't want to work for anyone. Like, working, it's working is the issue. It's not who you work for. It's working.
In other news, The X-Files is being rebooted, I think, on a streaming service where all once great series go to die from diversity. The reboot has found its new Gillian Anderson. And, well, I was going to say you're never going to guess what they did to her, but you already know. Of course, the reboot has cast a black woman to be the new lead. But even Governor Nuisance knows that all this wokeness has poisoned the Democrat Party and caused a significant number of Democrats to flip over to Republican in the last few years. May I remind you, President Trump won all the swing states in 2024 and the popular vote. So here is Nuisance on his book tour, now trying to rehabilitate the Democrat Party.
From a tactical perspective, yeah. From the prism of purely politics, mm-hmm. There's no doubt that the Democratic Party needs to be, dare I say, more culturally normal. I believe that. Less.
That was a slip up there. He meant to say more culturally mainstream, more culturally centered. There it slipped out. He knows that they are abnormal. And that's putting it lightly. They're a bunch of disgusting satanic freaks.
Less prone to spending disproportionate amount of time on pronouns, identity, politics. More focused on tabletop issues, things that really matter, the stacking of stress in terms of electricity bills and childcare costs and health care and obviously.
Well, all of that would actually be dramatically reduced if we would round up the 30 plus million illegal aliens and their anchor babies and send them home.
By the way, not one person ever in my office has ever used the word Latinx.
I'm so, like, so can we finally put that to bed?
Yeah,
we
what
agree.
But where did that even
No come? More Latinx, like, everybody.
Well, I just didn't even know where it came from. I'm like, what are people talking about?
Nobody in his office has ever used the term Latinx, he says, which surely must include him, right? Oh, wait, what's this?
I hope we can really paint a picture in terms of our consciousness of how impactful this has been on the Latinx community. Latinx community, the Latinx and black communities.
You've got politicians that are banning not assault rifles, but the word Latinx. They're not even serious.
But despite him pandering to black people, saying that he too can't read properly, I don't know if anybody will be able to beat old Joe talking about the minority communities.
A lot of people don't know how to register. Not everybody in the community.
This was when they were trying to register people to get your free vaccine. Go get some free French fries with your COVID vaccine.
In the Hispanic and the African-American community, particularly in rural areas that are distant and or inner city districts, know how to get online to determine how to get in line for that COVID vaccination at the Walgreens or at the particular store.
They don't know how to get online or surf the internet. And according to New York's governor, Kathy Hochul, they don't even know what a computer is.
Young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is. They don't know. They don't know these things.
You know, it's one thing to not have the highest expectations for certain people, an average in certain communities, but this is the bigotry of low expectations on a whole other level. And I've been working on some new t-shirts. I got a couple designs in the works that I'm going to be polishing up fairly soon. And then we'll be posting and clearing out some of the old designs. It's been a long time. Been long overdue for some new merch. So stay tuned over at markdice.com for that. Stay tuned and I will see you soon.